are joined on the phone right now. Great chatting with Tyson Haynes. Tyson, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
Oh, of course. No problem. I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, well, so Tyson, let's talk about your new tune, Tan Lines. I've been listening to this one. It's a great tune. Tell us a little bit about the story behind it and how this one kind of came to be in the writing process.
Well, I'd say this one was pretty simple. It just came from vacationing. And
I love it.
Being on the beach and you know, enjoying the views and a little extra views, you know, while you're sitting there on the beach. There's nothing wrong with some tan lines. The song is definitely not about my tan line.
Well, I like that you made that mention. You know what? It's crazy because talking to artists, kind of hearing stories behind songs and that kind of thing. I mean, some songs are like years in the work, and some come together really quickly. Like it sounds like this one did. The title, the idea, everything that kind of came in on kind of just a whim. There, it wasn't anything previously kind of in the archives or anything. This one came together really quickly, eh?
Yeah, this was just on the whim and kind of, I was at the beach, you know, just feeling the vibe already. And it's actually, it's a little more tailored to the, I guess, the pop style country than I normally would do. But it's just how it came out. And I just wanted it to be an upbeat, you know, summertime kind of song. And so I pretty much wrote it out. And then I just went to some buddies who also are writers and just got a little tweaking on some of the lyrics and that's how it turned out.
No, it came together really well. So congratulations on the release. I know it's always an exciting time when new music gets put out into the world. We talked a little bit about this before we went on air, but you're kind of made home kind of in the Nashville area. I'm curious kind of progressing through kind of the second stage of summer, I guess in Nashville, yeah. You probably have nice weather for the most part. It might get a little cooler, but what's the next little bit looking like for you? Are you playing a lot of live shows through the fall and winter and the rest of summer? What's the next little bit looking like for you?
Yeah, actually, quite a bit of shows still throughout November. There's still a lot of traveling and things like that.
Yeah.
But I play locally in Nashville on a regular basis, 3 to 4 times a week.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then just kind of prioritize the traveling shows over that.
Sure.
But I am seeing a lot.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, lots on the books. Even some overseas military tour shows as well, which is always great. So
well, that would be
a lot of opportunities.
That would be really rewarding. What's it like doing some of those military shows? Because that must be really, I don't even know the right words to describe that. Like I have a few family members myself who've done time in the military. So it just must mean a lot, I guess, is the best way of putting it.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely the most fulfilling feeling I've got from music.
Yeah.
100%. It really does feel like an honor when you're actually over on the bases and stuff with the troops that are, you know, thousands of miles away from home. It just it really sinks in on what they go through and how important even just an hour and a half or whatever it is of music
no
is
doubt.
To them.
No doubt. Fulfilling. That's a good word. I like that word. That's a good word to use. Again, joined right now by Tyson Haynes. If people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, is there social media platforms, website people can check out? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, of course. Probably social media is always the way to go. Still Instagram and Facebook and Tyson Haynes Music. You can also follow my website, TysonHaynes.com. But I try to stay as active as I can on the Instagram and Facebook stuff.
Very cool. That's the best way of following along with what you're up to. And before we let you go, if people haven't seen you perform maybe tell us a little bit about what your shows are all about and the playlist. I'm always excited and curious about playlists because I'm sure it changes probably from show to show, but for the most part,
yes.
Is there kind of 50-50 originals, covers? Do you favor one more than the other? What's the playlist on most occasions like for you?
Yeah, it's especially here in Nashville. Unless you're going to writer's round, which aren't paid gigs. You're just going to play your own things.
Right.
You're generally playing almost all covers. The only time I play my originals is when people ask for them that follow me a lot, which is always great.
For sure.
But the set list, man, they vary every day. It's so request driven. But that's I don't want two things I pride myself in on my shows is on a set list, we're gonna go through every genre. If the crowd, whatever the crowd wants, we can go from country straight into rock, throw a
Yeah.
little Eminem in there.
Oh,
We try to bounce around and just keep everybody feeling it and into it. And entertainment to me is the top priority. So there are thousands of just amazing singers that can sing circles around me. So I really just try to separate myself with the entertainment factor. And I'm always jumping on and off of tables and over
I
people,
love it.
whatever
I love
it's
it.
crowd surfing, whatever I can do to get that crowd just a memorable experience for their Nashville trip. That's what I'm going to do.
Listen, you know what? Stage presence putting on a show is such an important part. I mean, you go see an artist that has a good voice, that's nice, but you sometimes get left with wanting more if they don't have great stage presence and put on a good show. So there's
I completely agree.
not going to discredit the stage presence and that kind of thing. That is a massive part of it. And it sounds like you have a lot of fun, and that's really cool. It's really cool to hear, and I think everyone's gonna love the sound of your new tune. You probably have a lot of fun playing that one live. Tyson, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, congratulations on the new release, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, I appreciate you having me.